Yeah, good afternoon, Lee. Thanks for having me on your show again.
Not a problem. You've got a little break from being in the chamber today.
Well, only just for a few minutes. So this is the final week, so we've only got today and tomorrow, and then Parliament, proper Parliament finishes for the year, and then next week we have a bit of a look at government business enterprises like TT Line, Tasports, and those sorts of things. But yeah, we've only really got a couple of days, so today and tomorrow. So I'll be back in the chamber in a few minutes, and we're actually currently debating a plan that we've got. We're trying it once again to cap power prices. But I'm not sure the government's going to support what is in effect the same bill that they passed in 2018 just before an election.
Are they out of touch? Is that what's going on here? Why are they not helping a brother out, as we said last time?
Yeah, well, we're hearing all around the place that power prices are affecting everybody, and the simple question that we're asking is why can't Tasmanians pay Tasmanian prices for Tasmanian power? Instead, we're hooked up to the national market, which is going berserk, and that means that households, small businesses, and indeed even big businesses are being slugged. So we want the government to cap.
But isn't it the plan anyway, just to screw us all into the ground at the end of the day?
Well, I hope not, because power affects everybody. It affects the price of everything as well. So if power price goes up at the shop, then prices have to go up at the shop.
But you're asking a relatively simple question, the Savo. What answers are you getting?
Well, that it's a stupid idea, is what the government's saying, even though that's exactly what they did in the past. We have basically taken their bill and changed the dates. Now, we tried to get them to cap power prices for this financial year, and they knocked it off. So what we're actually trying to do is to get them to not cap power prices for at least the next financial year, which won't start until July, but at least that'll be something to look forward to. But instead, the government are just saying, no, they won't do it, and that we're reckless. Well, we're saying that not capping power prices is putting huge strain on all Tasmanians, and you should do something about it. That's our plan.
Well, ball's in their court. Hopefully something comes out of that at some point today.
Yeah, I hope so, but we'll be debating that. So as soon as I finish this call, I'll be ducking back into the chamber. But I don't have my hopes up this time, but I think it's something the government should do. And like I said, they've done it in the past, so it doesn't make sense. And I mean, they're talking about Project Mariner, so that the next big cable linking us to the mainland, but that won't happen for another 3 or 4 years at best. I mean, why can't they just cap power price until then?
Either way, we're the losers at the end of the day, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. And like I said, it impacts everybody. And at the moment, we've got a big cost of living squeeze, and the cost of living's going up faster in Tasmania than anywhere else. So I think the government should do something about it instead of tinkering around the edges with things like maybe a loan scheme for businesses so they can get a couple of solar panels. That won't particularly help a lot of people. So yeah, that's just what we're up to.
I think it's hard because in Tasmania we're in a unique position where we've got, renewable energy and have done for years.
Yeah, and I think it's one of the things that made us stand out from other places was the ability for us to provide power to, cheaply, not only to make cost of living cheaper, but to bring in big businesses. But we're actually facing a situation now where big businesses are having to renegotiate their power contracts, and they're seeing them go up not just by a little bit, but doubling, and that may make some of our big businesses unviable. So this is so serious.
I guess what's really frustrating is because if you were to take it to the streets and go and do a little mini survey, hey, are you enjoying paying more prices, higher prices for petrol and groceries and power? The answer is no. Then the simple question next is, hey, do you want us to do something about it? The answer is going to be yes. And if you sit back idly and do nothing, you're going to look like the bad guys in the end.
Absolutely. And that's why we're having another crack at it today. So give them another chance to change their mind. But like I said, I'm not particularly hopeful. They've already indicated that they're not going to support us. Dean Winder's on his feet as we speak. No doubt the minister will get up in a minute and say exactly why what they did a few years ago is a dumb idea now. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to anybody.
So. Right. Flogging a dead horse then. Okay, International Men's Day breakfast. Tell us a little bit about this.
So the Lions Club of Penguin put on an International Men's Day breakfast, and it's sort of aimed at getting people together to catch up with old mates, make new mates, but also reach out to people who may be doing it tough. So that's the idea behind the International Men's Day. But the breakfast was held at the Penguin Sports Club, and we heard from two fantastic speakers. So we had legendary triathlete Craig Redmond. So Craig was, at times, he was a professional triathlete. He was a world champion in his age class a number of times, and he also competed in the Hawaii Ironman, which, if anybody knows about triathlon, that is an enormous race. It takes, like, you know, the whole day. Like, you finish it off with a marathon type thing after riding 180Ks and swimming 3.5 or something like that. So, but also, he then became a coach and was a development coach, and also took athletes to the Paralympics in Rio in the sport of triathlon. So he's such a legend that he's actually been awarded the award as a legend of the sport.
I think that was happened about this time last year, didn't it? Back in June last year, I think it was.
Yeah. And now he's a product of Ulverston. We're all very proud of him. Now he runs the IGA, so in Ulverston, the Railway IGA. So that's been an interesting transition, and he talked a little bit about that. But the other speaker was Peter Clark. Now, Peter is a veteran. Again, he's from Ulverston. He's a veteran, spent upwards of 20 years in the Army. He was deployed all over the place. I think he sort of worked in logistics and so on, but he's come back to Ulverston a few years ago. And he wanted to do something to support veterans and first responders. So he set up a charity called Due South Australia, which is, it helps support veterans and first responders with activities. They have getaways, they have houses that people can stay in for breaks and so on. But the really interesting thing is how they're funding it. So they, you can donate to Due South Australia, and their commitment is that 90% at least of the donation will go to actually supporting veterans, and only ever 10% will go to admin. And at the moment, they're running at 100% going to veterans. So there's a lot of volunteer help. But the other thing is that they've opened, Peter's opened a restaurant in Ulverston, which is called Due South, Seasonal South, which used to be the Bass and Flinders on Eastlands Drive coming into Ulverston.
Yep.
So it's rebadged. But the thing is that all profits from that will go to supporting veterans and first responders. So instead of, you know, donating to Due South Australia, one thing that you could do is go to Seasonal South for accommodation, for functions, or for a night out, and you will actually be supporting veterans and first responders. So it's an amazing model that they've put together. So Peter Clark was there with some of his other members, Tim and Barry, and just a fantastic support for veterans. And they put together this way of funding it, which I think is just sensational.
That's
people can support it.
That's thinking outside the box. Not all heroes wear capes, as they say. And the website, if you want to check it out, is Due South Oz. That's duesouthaus.com.au.
Yeah. So, and two fantastic talks. You know, they were different, but, you know, it sort of shows you what the people in our region are doing. Fantastic stuff.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Always great to chat. Hopefully you get something out of today in Parliament, and we'll check back in with you. Well, if we don't, before Chrissy, have a great Chrissy and New Year. We might be getting back in your ear in 2023.
Well, maybe we'll sneak in another one, but we'll see, hey? But anyway, thanks for everything. Thanks for your time.
I'll be here.
I'll go into Parliament and take a swing.
Shane Broad, MP, thank you.